After 2 days of heated wrangling, we got one of our vendors to agree to a 35% discount. As we were about to sign the contract, my boss, who had not been a party to the negotiations, walked in and tore it up, saying, "I'm going to teach you purchasing people how to play hardball. That's the way you make it in this world." He turned to the vendor's sales rep and said, "We want a 20% discount. Take it or leave it." The delighted rep immediately agreed. As my boss left, he said to us, "I hope you learned something from that." When corporate came to visit, the CEO complimented me by saying, "You aren't as dumb as HR made you out to be." My boss heard there was an opening for a plant manager in our South American facility. To better prepare himself, he decided to attend Spanish classes on the company's time and at its expense. The only problem? The plant is in Brazil, where they speak Portuguese. My boss used to tell me and another co-worker he hadn't showered in days and wanted us to make sure clients didn't get close to him at events. I worked for a family-owned check-cashing company. One day, I was robbed at gunpoint. The next day, the owners deducted the stolen cash from my paycheck. They said I had willingly complied with the robber's wishes. My boss ate all the breading off 3 pieces of leftover fried chicken I'd bought for lunch, and then he put the naked chicken back into the break room fridge like nothing happened. Inspirational quotes from the men and women who lead us during the work week. "I know my plan won't work, but don't disagree with me in front of others." "If you are on schedule, then your plan was not aggressive enough. If you are behind schedule, you must be goofing off." "What this department lacks is leadership." "Bonuses in my department are awarded to team players who have demonstrated an appreciation for my leadership." "I tried to email you to tell you that my email wasn't working, but my email wasn't working." "I got a citation in my employee file because I told my boss that Bob Martley did not sing Red, Red Wine."